Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot in the building with you all.
In the flesh.
Live and direct.
Live and direct.
What's good, everybody?
We are here. You are here. Together we can make magic happen.
Yes, yes. Somebody said there was no notification sent. There were three notifications sent.
Yeah, but we're in Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to blame it, because you know, you get people blame their whole life on, you know, oh, well, my astrology sign said I'm going to be bugging up this week.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to take it and be that extreme, but there are, you know, interferences with communication among some things. But no one understand, we come on Monday and Thursday, about 8 o'clock, but sometimes we going to be a little late, so this be... No, and wait for notification. You don't get notification. Just stay by your phone and then check.
Some people got busy lives. They be waiting on us. That's funny.
I'm just saying. You know, like, this ain't rocket science. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get my notification. I'm special. They got to call me. I ain't ever going to text you first. Just, you know, no one understand. You know, we're here.
But thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank y'all for joining us. Hope everybody had an amazing week. Thank you for closing out your week with us.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it.
We appreciate it all. How was your week?
Week was beautiful, man. Anytime I can laugh... Love, learn, live, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
It is an amazing week. And so that much is true. That's what we've been doing here. And that's how it's been. It's been great.
Cool. Yes. Cool.
I like that shirt.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like we've been battling on the low. I didn't tell nobody we was battling. It's only in my head.
Yeah, that's like
and
the second.
And I am smoking him.
Yeah, you had the camouflage
smoking
baby
right
blue
now.
Joint on. And now you're going to hit me with that.
Yeah, man.
And like my joint is nice.
It's cool. I like it. No, I like it. It's cool.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next week I'm picking out my own shucks.
All right, man.
Okay, because I think you're doing me greasy on purpose.
No, you actually picked those colors. Am I bugging? You actually picked those colors.
Yeah, but I mean, you saw when you was making it, like, This ain't as tough as my joint.
And, yeah, you know, I did know that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the red joint is on the site right now.
Everything is up on the site.
ChopUrbanX.com.
The Mother's Day sale. We're having a Mother's Day sale right now.
Dear Mama.
Yes.
You all appreciate
it. It's 15% off on the Mother's Day shirts. So yeah. Get your shirts early. Mother's Day will creep up on you. Okay. It is May 14th this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's always May. But yeah, it'll creep up on you.
And I'm taking all the mothers out for Mother's Day. I'm taking all out. Which means I will put my camera up at the dinner table as I tell you, know, you guys could be there. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's what we're doing. Astrology joints is out here going.
Those are good. And then these I am joints.
Yeah, these I am joints have hit the streets and they hot.
Also, some people emailed me because I had a 95% off on the business courses sale last weekend. So I'm doing it this weekend one more time. Limited only 10 people though.
Okay.
So the link is in the description below.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, the link will be in the description as well. Only 10 people though.
So basically you're just trying to help people with that one. That you're just kind of letting that thing go.
Yeah, take it.
Yo, and you did good on that last week. Yo, listen, let me tell you. 95% off, you better get that. So if you into business and you give them like a consultation with that?
Just one, but I do.
So let me get this right. They get the course and they get a consultation from you?
Yeah.
For 95, sign me up. Yeah, shit. Man. I mean, do I get like a family discount?
I don't know, man.
Sign me up.
Man. I don't know. But yeah, it's in the description. Link is in the description below. Anything else we got? And become a member if you're not a member.
Oh, yeah, because...
we just did... So the first private episode that we did is up in the membership right now, Urban Exclusives. If you go to the actual, you know, where the videos are, you'll see it. We just did another one this week. Fire. We went in on the prize situation.
Man, we went in on underground. We went in on cloning.
Flat Earth. I don't know where it came back to, but it came back to prize. It was super fire. Super fire. And I really enjoyed that. Once you like watch it and if you have something you want us to really delve deep into,
yes,
let us know because that's what those episodes are for.
And we're going to start putting those up on Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So on Saturdays, you can look for those private podcasts because that's what they are.
Yes.
Full podcasts, you know, just not live.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be delving into all the stuff where I bite my tongue and I'm back at it now. So... And so, yeah, we at that, and that's popping off.
Yes. I really enjoyed that. That was dope.
Yes, yes.
So, let's get into it, because I don't want the dude who be, like, doing the timestamps.
Yeah, yeah. It starts at 1322. Yeah. Oh, we didn't do a roll call.
Oh, my bad, Josh. Okay,
Vegas is in the house.
I see Tampa in the building. What's good? South Carolina, what's good?
South Cackalack.
Auburn, Alabama was good. I heard...
Newark, New Jersey.
Speaking of Alabama, I heard the Bryce Young, quarterback from Alabama, was the number one pick.
Already?
To Carolina Panthers.
To Carolina Panthers, yes. Yeah. They said that was a gimme. Philly in the building, Madison, Wisconsin, ATL, what's good?
Columbia in the house, what's good? City Park, what's good? Chicago,
deck. Trenton, Jersey.
Well, thank you. Like I said, thank you for joining us, man.
Yeah.
So, you ready to get to it?
Let's get to it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, guess this is big news. Do y'all care? Do we care? Jerry Springer died.
Rest in piss, Jerry Springer. Rest in piss.
Yo, he held it down for those days you didn't go to school, man.
Him and Maury.
They was putting up numbers.
Yeah, they was...
For them days you didn't go to school, you had nothing to do.
27 years... His show ran it just up until 2018. It just ended not too long ago. And but even he has admittedly regretted the way he portrayed, you know, people and stuff.
Yeah, because it wasn't just black people. It was a lot of hillbilly.
It was the lowest vibration.
Of just society.
Yeah. So he didn't just stop at black people. So I can't just say he was targeting deliberately, but as a real estate agent himself...
Right.
Everybody who is not of the chosen are not the chosen.
Right.
And so he leveraged that to just go all out. and show America what America is to the rest of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we failed to realize is how important that programming became, because that's what it was.
Well, that's
it
what
was programming.
That's what America looked like.
Right. Right.
To the rest of the world.
To the rest of the world.
Yeah.
That's what America looked like. He put it on Front Street. And so for 27 years, he had free reign to do that.
27
years. Yeah. And I'm not sure anybody else could have pulled that off.
Yeah. Wow.
In that capacity. And so he became a very rich man doing what the protocols of the Elders of Zion pretty much says.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is to do that, use anybody and everybody. Everybody is below you. Mm. You can use it as you see fit. And these goyim who are available at your disposal. Mm. And so, and put up a mirror. And see what the mirror does is, mirrors are magical. Mm. And so this is why when you put your left hand up, it's weird stuff. It's almost like, but in the mirror, that's not your left hand. Mm-hmm. It's your right hand. Mm-hmm. So it's a real weird thing. And have you heard of scrying?
No.
Scrying is focusing in on the mirror itself and allowing the mirror to open up worlds in which, and only rich people had mirrors back in the day.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. The whole mirror on the wall, who's the mirror.
Oh, that's some,
I like the Slick Rick version.
Yeah, that's some affirmation right there. Like,
yeah. Mirror on the wall. Mm. Who is the top choice of them all? There was a rubble double.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said, "You are, you conceited bastard."
Right,
you know, blah 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 blah. So when we see ourselves, instead of it just being a picture of ourselves, if you see yourself, but inside of what you see, we tweak that. Now we give it back to you, and you now act out what it is that you saw in the mirror. So when we speak about art is supposed to be a reflection of culture, mm-hmm. what happens is culture becomes a reflection of art,
yes.
in a weird dynamic.
Yes.
And so that's the magic of looking in the mirror, and a television is a mirror in a sense. Mm-hmm. It's a black box.
Yeah, that's why, like, when as a culture, when we celebrate like depravity, like when we just kind of, you know, embrace that, and people say, well, like you trying to be white, or your professionalism is something white, or you, I just don't agree with it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I just never really felt that because of what you're saying. Like there's no patents on just being a good person.
There's no patent on being supreme in how you conduct and carry yourself.
That's a fact.
And so take Jerry Springer was just a perfect example of that. And so because behind the mirror is the architect or the one who can...
Yeah, he used to instigate too.
Instigate and do things. You're giving back a part of it that you then act out in your real life.
Yeah.
That's what made Worldstar so dangerous because it was the most watched at one point until they killed a fat boy.
Yeah.
Allegedly,
right, and took over his empire,
yes.
And so
like, so you cheated on your girlfriend with her, with your sister. Well, with her sister,
we have her out here. Come on out. Come bring her out. You like what the?
God damn it!
Yeah. So they went to work, and he was agitating, but he was showing you in real time how they all do it, how they pit one against the other, how slave masters pit this one against that one, plantation owners against plantation owners, white against black. Mm-hmm. And that the truth of the matter is, racism is a made-up construct that they created so that regular white folk could feel that their liberties were being taken and they weren't.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Only the elite. The elite was like, how do we keep these Negroes off of us? We have to make regular white folk buy into the concept that, now that they're not slaves, they taking your jobs, but it was no jobs.
Yeah.
And that festered into a situation where it built onto something where even trailer park white people think they better than LeBron James.
Yeah.
Or feel that, you know what I mean?
So without racism, the construct of racism, you don't think it would still be something there? Because I felt like there's tribalism in everything. Like, we make tribes out of everything. down to what block you from. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but classism is what it's really all about.
True, true.
Disguised true. As racism. So there's always going to be, I have something I need to protect. I have to give off the illusion that there's not enough for everybody, but those of us living so-called high on the hog, mm-hmm. we have to create dissension. We have to create division. We have to keep them fighting amongst themselves. And the easiest one is you don't look like me.
Yeah.
And so according to the Bible and Ham and this and that, these people are cursed. So you white folk, you trailer park, because I seen the comedian, he just broke it down perfectly. Him and his black friend, they both poor. They're in the trailer park, and the black dude is like, man, you took everything from me, man. And he said, well, where's my shit? You know what I'm saying? He said, whoever got your shit got my shit too, man. You want to split these plums or not, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Because it's the true essence of that. But to keep us going at each other, Jerry Springer, again, perfect at agitating all of it, you know what I mean? And showing you the lowest vibration. So if you just look around, there are more poor white people collectively than there are black people. Mm-hmm. There are more poor white people on welfare than black people just by sheer numbers.
Yeah.
There are large land masses with just poor hillbilly trailer park white folks. Who with a third grade education, who got baby by two of their cousins. You know what I mean? That is a common thing. And so, but you wouldn't know that because the magic mirror has depicted this as these few so-called original people in this country is your problem. It's not us, the rich, who high on the hog. It's them.
Yeah.
If you just got rid of them or focused your energy on them, there would be more opportunity for you. So, the Jerry Springer show is intricate in helping fostering during those times, like you said, when you stayed home and it just ran four or five episodes at a time, it seemed like.
And Maury.
And Maury. Yeah. And Maury just really just took the cake with the,
but that was,
the results are
yeah,
in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You are the father. You know what I'm saying? Or you are not. The daddy.
Real quick, Tramell Williams, congratulations, man. He said, me and my old lady had our first son. Congrats.
Congrats to that.
Congrats.
Did he say me and my old lady?
He said, me and my old lady.
Me and my old lady, your dad, your Malcolm, tomorrow, 49 years around the sun. Happy birthday.
Happy B-Day to you, Zachary.
You already know what it is. If he said me and my old lady, he got to be about buying. Me and my old lady.
My old lady.
Because that's how we talk. Hey, one, hey John. That's
congrats, man.
That's my old lady.
You in for a ride. You in for a ride.
Yeah, you in for a ride,
I can
bro.
Say that now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can say that with confidence. And so, rest in piss.
Yes.
Jerry Springer.
Well, in honor of him, punch somebody in the face.
If you want to keep his legacy going,
just punch somebody.
Just go start some fights, man. You know what I mean?
Somebody says he's 30. Oh, see, congrats, man.
And you saying, old lady?
My old lady.
You're going to be in it for a while. You 30 years old saying, my old lady.
Congrats.
Must have whooped
you are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Harry Belafonte passed away.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Okay, and our deepest condolences to him as an icon and all that he has done. In his journey here, he didn't waste a moment. He was 96 years old.
Yeah.
And he
lived a full life.
He lived a full life. And he was from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. So let's get that out of the way for you Negroes who are going to say this man who's done more in 2 years of his life than you've done with 100 of yours was an FBA. Let's just get that Negro bullshit out of the way. All right. Iconic figure who helped. He spent so much time bailing out
civil
rights leaders. And you know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of people don't know he fled from America early on, him and his mother, because he couldn't pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he went back to Jamaica for a while. When he came back, he took a janitor's job. And one of the other janitors that was there was Sidney Poitier. You know what I mean? So that's iconic,
yeah,
right?
That's crazy.
And they were being janitors at some theater.
Yeah.
You know, they was cleaning up, making money. And some of the workers there were Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee.
That's crazy.
And so they began to form Gang Gang. You know what I mean? Do you know he's the first artist in the history of America to go platinum, sell a million records?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
First one.
I did not know that.
In the United States to sell 1 million copies.
Wow.
I think a bell.
Yeah, somebody just put that
I'm
in
the I'm the one to come home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That joint, right? And so he started out, you know, I think he's got an Emmy, you know, he started doing the Broadway thing and all that. But then he took an interest in our movement. And so, you know, he got real tight with Dr. King and you know what I'm saying, and Powell and all of them and became a fixed, you know, individual who whose history is iconic. And so I'm thankful for all that he did. You know what I'm saying? Even up until, and his words on hip hop, because he gave some, he said he met all of Melly Mel and Flash and Bam Bottom and them. And he said when he heard the music, it was free, it was pure. And then he said somebody came in and jiggled 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah, and when he spoke about it like that, I was just like, yeah.
And the rest was a rap.
Yeah.
And he is not lying.
Yeah.
We do speak on those terms of once you get blinded by, you know, that money that comes in and, you know what I mean, and things of that nature. And so I believe he was married a couple of times and, you know, but 96 years old, you know what I'm saying, they did some amazing stuff.
Full life, man.
Full life. And
full
so
life.
I am thankful. A lot of young people may not be familiar, you know what I'm saying, with his work and stuff like that. But I think they need to study. And understand when we speak from the realm of humanity, your contributions to humanity are what's going to matter in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, like what do people, you know, like if we had 100 people in the room, what do they say about you? And I think if people thought about that a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it'll just kind of direct you a little bit. Memento mori, that is, think about your death.
Yeah.
You don't want to. But you have to, you know what I mean?
And think about
the legacy you're leaving.
Think about the time you've spent here and how did you spend that time. So I don't care if you're from the damn moon. If you about help service to others, that's something I can get with. You know what I mean? And something that as Virgos, that is a natural trait of Virgos is service. So I resonate with, you know what I'm saying, someone of that magnitude. And even though Jay-Z threw a shot at him, which was disgusting, you know what I mean? And so, and I'm only adding that out there because when I heard it, I cringed. I'm like, how can you call him a boy? You don't call, that's worse than calling somebody like him a nigga. You don't call people from that era boys because that's what white people used to do to us. So him and Jay-Z had a disagreement. And, you know, when Jay-Z came at Harry Belafonte, to me, that says that you think you are above
reproach.
And that bothered me. But at the end of the day, they did reconcile. Is that a okay. Well, what kind of shawl is that? Okay, but they did reconcile, and as men should. You know what I mean? And so I'm thankful for that. So R.I.P. Harry Belafonte.
Yes, yes.
And we got some more rest in piss.
Oh, Carolyn Bryant, Carol Bryant, Carolyn Bryant.
Carolyn Bryant.
Yeah, she can rest in piss.
She can rest in piss.
This is the woman who is responsible for Emmett Till's lynching.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I thought she died like four times.
In another universe, maybe she did.
Yeah, yeah.
Did think this lady has been dead.
Yeah, this is definitely some Mandela effect. We just walked into a different reality because I could have sworn on this show, we've talked about it somehow, some way, but okay.
Yeah, and you were adamant about that. You're like, Dad, she dead. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I could have sworn, but she's dead. Roll up a pack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And she lived a full life.
But that's the thing, too. She lived a full life.
Yeah.
Probably around people who loved her, she loved.
Absolutely. And you know I mean? Bet you her grandchildren knew nothing about that.
Or they did.
Or they didn't, because why would we?
True.
Why would we discuss those things? Now maybe somebody outside of the family said, "You know, your grandmother,
right.
That bitch is crazy. She just,
right.
What?" And now you got to sit down, grandma. You kill a black man?
Yeah, right.
No, baby, I didn't kill no black man. I didn't know black people still existed. What year are we in? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she and it was again funny to how. all the Black Panthers ran down there to her house that time. We all at, we out here. I'm like, yeah. If you just look through her window, she could die.
Yeah, so she might have a heart attack.
She might have a heart attack. So work on that. Don't work on the news out here. We out here bringing the heat to this old bitch. Yeah, I mean, yeah, come on, guys. That was a fart. Y'all must have needed just some press.
Oh, my God. I think
Black Lives Matter might have been up on the chart. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's in first place? Yo, who's number one in the, you know what I'm saying, on the rankings right now? Well, you know, we got to make a move, Black Panthers. We got to make a move because Black Lives Matter.
That was funny.
And Ben Crump and the man, they're killing us out here. So what do we have? Come on, guys. Put our heads together. That old bitch is still alive. Carol, you know what? Yeah. Assemble the teams, the chapters from every division across America.
Bring it all out.
Bring it all out. Yeah. We're running down to this bitch's house, and we want her out there, man. She got to stand trial for that shit back in the 50s,
man. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You guys get the gas face.
That's what I just want us all just to see it. You know what I'm saying? Just to see.
Yeah.
The nonsense, and we're going to talk about that in the show, but I just want us to just see it, people.
Yeah, somebody said all the Karens in the world are crying right now. That is funny shit.
Goodness.
Yeah. She's the head Karen of all Karens. She started Karenism.
Yeah, facts.
She started Karenism. That's a fact. So, and again, it ties into a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And what it also represented was this wasn't this was a microcosm of a macrocosm problem.
But think about perspective, right? Because when we think about the civil rights movement, it was basically birthed through her.
Yes.
She was the catalyst. That's crazy, right?
Ooh, gotta.
Yeah.
Gotta drop bomb on that.
It's crazy. Like she
mother of the civil rights movement.
Don't say it like that.
It is. Malcolm said it. Put that in the headlines of the channel.
Don't say that.
Malcolm says Carol Bryant is the mother of the civil rights movement. Come on, we get some ratings, son.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's a soundbite. We gonna get 100,000 subscribers.
Oh my God. No, but like just think about that. Think about it. That because the Emmett Till situation was the thing that got national news.
Yeah.
National news, and as a result of that, civil rights leaders from across the country, like, they were able
galvanize to galvanize behind one purpose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, Malcolm.
Wow.
Malcolm from Urban X says, Carol Bryant is the mother of the civil rights movement.
Don't put that on me. Don't put that on my jacket.
Oh, that was going to be funny.
Oh, my gosh. But
don't you find that suspicious?
Don't you find that suspicious?
A guy named Malcolm is saying that
white
woman is the name, is the mother of civil rights. Yo, let's get this to Omar. He might blow us up, son.
Right.
You know, come on. You got to take one for everybody got to take one for the team,
anything,
son.
For content, right?
Anything for content, anything, man.
Content over everything, to him as they say.
As a third party. I'm going to be like, yo, I don't even fuck with him over there at Urban X, son. I'm going to be bullshitting, you know what I mean? Yo, Umar, I think you need to get out to yourself. Straight up, son. Word.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That'd be tough.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Some dope news. Lamar Jackson signed his deal.
That's what I'm talking about.
260 M's.
To throw a piece of pig skin.
Facts.
You heard?
Let me see how many guaranteed.
It's the biggest contract ever.
Ever. And apparently, this is what I'm reading. He avoided a 3% agent fee that would have been like $7.8 million. And he gave it to his mom because him and his mom helped.
That's now you talking. And remember, it may not seem like a lot of money, but these agents, when I got 10 clients and they all top of the line clients, like what's that football, that baseball agent, I forget his name. He used to handle A-Rod, all of them, all of the top tier. So he getting $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 per client, and not alone
$8 million,
not including the money he's stealing,
yeah,
because these is Negroes from the hood.
And he, so, and he's getting not just them. He's getting deals. He's negotiating for their sponsorships.
Sponsorships.
And, so your agents make
agents make good money, but black people in particular are starting to wake up.
Yes, Scott Boras.
Yes, Scott Boras. Damn, I love my chat, my comment
Thank
section.
You guys.
You guys are so sharp, right? But because black people are waking up and going, wait a minute, I want to control. It's me.
Yeah.
I want to control my entire entity. And you can thank people like Jay-Z for that. You can thank Diddy for that. You can thank, you know, them mm-hmm. individuals because they began to say, nah, I don't need this and that. I'm doing my own thing and I want to control my narrative. And so this is big because quarterbacks in the future.
Yo, the top, I think four of the top five quarterback or like contracts right now are black.
And there are a lot of black quarterbacks coming into the league. Mm-hmm. And when you first come in, I think you need an agent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of leverage, get in on it. But once you get that, once that contract is over with that agent,
yeah.
if you're doing your due diligence
that's
and you got smart people around you.
Yeah.
See, if you don't have smart people
that's
around
what it's about.
You, and we have to add that to the equation. Yeah. If you just a country boy who know how to throw a football and you don't have an extensive education, yeah. not stereotyping,
yes.
but just saying, then you have to hire people smarter than you to help you do and hope that you trust them that there's going to be a level of integrity.
And there has to be a fine line between yes men and but people who believe in you too.
Absolutely.
Like there's a real fine line. Like
absolutely.
Like to say like Lamar to say like I want 260 million 5 years. That's audacity.
Yes.
Right?
The audacity of a Negro.
Right. But he absolutely deserved it.
Absolutely. Based on the market, based on him being an MVP,
yes.
based on the stats he put up, and knowing that the quarterback is the face of any and every football franchise, and they had to do it today. So he played a waiting game.
Yeah.
Because the trade, the draft is today.
That was a game of chicken.
Right. You can't go into a draft as a franchise without a quarterback.
Yeah.
Because for that matter, you need to pick one. So he played a game of chicken.
Yeah.
And his mama told him, it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We got this. And then he gave that money to his mama. And that's big because that's what we all want to do.
And side note, today's the NFL draft. So the first three quarterbacks that were selected were black. Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, and Anthony Richardson.
Clap that up. All right.
That's big money.
So we're changing the narrative. And these quarterbacks don't think they're not paying attention.
Oh,
they're all
yeah.
paying attention like, oh, he pulled that off. So when you get your leverage, you may only get leverage one time in your life as an athlete. See, LeBron kept leveraging and leveraging.
Well, first three quarterbacks, not first three picks. First three
right,
quarterbacks.
Right. And leveraging, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where now, you know, he is a franchise within himself. But a lot of these guys, you get one chance when you're at your peak and you need to maximize it.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna lie, it was looking a little shaky because it felt like the league was trying to punish him for not having a quarter.
They were
agent.
So all other teams refused to kind of talk to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I'm just
he
like
didn't have a basically representation of people yeah. they know where they do that underhand. And I give you him if yeah. you give me that. And he wanted to be in the process. And Ricky Williams also did it, but he was a running back.
Yes.
And they owe him money because he was smoking weed back then.
He was nice,
and they
yo.
Didn't let him play, but now weed is
yeah,
allowed.
Yeah, he was nice, man. Like, I was looking at his highlights the other day randomly. They just like, he was on the Dolphins. He was
yeah,
nasty.
Yeah, and he was high.
Yes, while doing it.
While doing it.
Yeah.
All right? And so, big up Lamar Jackson because this is bigger than just some jock getting $250 million. It's about ownership. It's about, you know, retaining your rights, and it's about putting you and your family, mm-hmm. the people you love, your mama,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, in position to feel like she's not just, first of all, she your mama's, you can give her whatever mm-hmm. she want, but if she's smart enough, mm-hmm. she earned that. And who's the one with the black agent, the black
That's
female agent?
Jalen Hurts. His whole team.
All right, congratulate to him because the first black female sports mm-hmm. agent was his partner, and as a result of that, she has to be respected. Now, remember, Rich Paul wasn't respected.
Yes, they gave him a hard time.
That's LeBron's man.
Yeah.
When he first got, you know, certified and able to do what he was doing. He got a hard time because he wasn't a part of the good old boys club and wasn't in their mix. But when I hold the greatest asset that the NBA has at this moment in the palm of my hand, and he will not break the oath and speak to you without me there, you have no choice but to deal with me.
Yeah, and that's so people think like business is about how much business is about, like what you know, which business is about leverage
and relationships.
And relationships, right? If I can leverage an asset, like, you know, if I can leverage something, if I can leverage my audience, if I can leverage this and you want access to that, you got to talk to me.
And that's why
you can't play games either.
And that's why Instagram and all of them started
bottlenecking
and
100%.
You know, doing that because
slowing down your following.
Because if you got 50 million followers, then that means you got 50 million people that you can advertise to or get to do what you want to do
on their dime, basically.
On their dime.
Yes.
So that's why, you know, them, they be bottlenecking them.
100%.
And that thing they do to us. What's that stuff they're doing to us?
Shadow ban.
Shadow banning. Yes. Shadow banning and stuff like that to make sure only a few people get to see this. Even though you be like, damn, I got 50 million followers. Right. I can tell them to buy anything.
Socks.
Socks. And a percentage of them is going to buy that. Not on their dime.
Well, you know what I think is happening too? And we're going to... Real quick before we go to commercial, I think a lot of like the really, 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 really big names have relationships with like the platforms themselves now.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way, if you just like, if you The Rock and you just trying to post on Instagram, that's dumb.
Yeah.
You got to know somebody in somewhere like, oh, listen.
Right.
Let the faucet up. Turn the faucet up for my followers.
Exactly.
Because one of his, this is off topic, but one of his tequila brand, Teremana, he said that they sold 1 million cases in the last 12 months.
Mm.
Casamigos, they only sold like 179,000 cases and they were valued at $1 billion.
Wow.
Think about that for context.
Yeah. And think about, I forget, I think it was Kevin Hart was doing a movie and he said that the movie people were mad because he wasn't promoting on his social media.
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa.
That's not in my contract.
That ain't in my contract. You got to pay me for that because he saw the value in your audience. And that's why I don't put nobody in front of you guys that we didn't vet somehow, somewhere. I mean, if it's a small business that's trying to do their thing, okay, cool. But we don't align with it because I can't be responsible for somebody...
Earn Your Leisure going through it.
Yeah, they're going through it because they sanctioning or stamping these individuals, and some of them have shady past.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be responsible for your finances, for your health, or anything of that magnitude. I don't want you to tie it back and say, well, Doc told me to do that. You know what I mean? So we're very, very, and that's why we don't have no sponsorships or something, because we're very particular about that. We just are. You know what I mean? And so it cost us in the long run, you know, a few dollars, but to be able to stand in front of you every day, knowing I can, granted, I might owe you a shirt or something or send you the wrong order.
Facts.
I will admit that, you know what I mean? But other than that, I'm going to be here every 2 days in your face so that you can get at me and say, Dot, I need that, or you told me to do that. And with that being said, I will be selling... Urbex. Is it Urban X?
It's Urbex, you said.
Urbex.
Goodness.
Yeah, real soon. The only guarantee I'm making is it.
But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we shall return. Get the likes up, please.
Yeah, please get the likes up for us. We're working hard out here. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
And we are back. Would you like to promote with us? May is coming.
Yes. Yes. So if you want to, you know, inject some fuel within your small business, you can advertise with us. We'll be in front of thousands of people a month.
Yeah. And if you know
hundreds of thousands of people a month.
If you know how we do, we test your product.
We do. We actually we patronize.
Yeah, we patronize you. We order something on our own. We check it out, and when because I want to give like honest reviews, like yo, this was hot, this was good, and you know, we'll take it from there.
Yes, yes. So, hold on.
You are tuned into the sounds.
No, hold on.
Of Urban X.
I haven't heard Leslie's
voice. Oh, my fault. My fault, y'all.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, on the private podcast we did when I was coming out on Saturday for the members, we talked about the prize situation in detail. We went in. But the other day, he actually just was found guilty of all 10 counts.
Yeah.
Of those, what he was facing. So they said he was facing 22 years. So,
yeah.
Crazy. He's going down.
Yeah, he's going to be the fall guy.
He's the fall guy for whatever operation he was being used to run because he wasn't, obviously, wasn't the brains to it.
Right. But in a nutshell, what he was doing was he connected with some Chinese officials.
Yes.
Who he gave access to Hollywood.
Yes.
So because Praz was in on a few doors, he put them in the, even somebody paid him $20 million to take a picture with Obama or to be around Barack Obama. And that person, according to Leonardo DiCaprio's testimony, said he invested heavy in Barack Obama's campaign. So that means foreign people influenced American politics, and that is against the law.
Yes, it is.
And so DiCaprio had to do some testifying, but there were a lot of names in that. Kim Kardashian, Jamie Foxx. Hollywood itself, the reason you're not hearing about it is because Hollywood runs the media, basically, and they don't want you to know the intricate details of this story, so they created a fall guy, as they always do.
Oh, yeah.
And Praz is going to take the fall for something far more greater and sinister. This person even put, one of these dudes even put $100 million into the movie Wall Street, a Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And his name is in the credits or a special thank you at the end of it. And so it's all there, but you won't hear about it. But long story short, he took the fall and he's going down.
He is going down. In other political news, Joe Biden announced he is running again. He's up for re-election for presidency in 2024.
That's right, because I am a Democrat. I don't care about what he did.
Man, first off, if you watch the announcement video and you hear his voiceover, I say it's no way that's him. That is AI.
Yeah, that is definitely AI.
Definitely
not.
He was
too clean, too sharp, too concise, too straight. He can't even read the teleprompter.
Yo, he had a press conference the other day, and somebody caught the picture, like a paper with the reporter and what question they were going to ask. They pre-screened questions and who was going to ask those questions.
Yes. Yes, it's that bad.
It's that bad. Yep. Okay? And by the time he finished the second run, or second term, he'd be 87 years old.
It's not going to happen.
That's
And that there's a healthy 87, and then there's a...
Yeah, he barely knows where he's at.
Right.
Like, exactly. There's way too many videos of him stumbling or him not knowing where he's going on the stage, him walking right past actual dignitaries.
Did you see the ones who closed the door on him? It was some dignitaries. I forget what country. He was walking up the steps to meet them, and they just closed the door.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really bad. It's making America look really bad.
FedEx, his administrative team said that he will not be debating any.
How? How can a sitting president, with all of the issues that we have going on in this country, say, I'm so good, I don't have to debate.
Yeah.
Our mind control program is so sharp. Our cognitive dissonance is on a quantum level to the point where we know you picking Biden
and
Kamala.
God. Did you see her conference? Her press conference? Like her rally?
No.
She was just like, yeah, we're in a moment in time, but we have to look at the moment that we're in this present moment in time. I was just like, oh,
did she give that on 420? Because that would have been like, yo, she deep. She spitting,
I was just
son.
Like, oh, my
so
God.
She definitely spitting. Because you got to be in it to see that you in it. But if you out of it, how do you know? And you, not it's in crazy. What you out.
Before she ran for president against Biden, who she called Biden a bunch of sexual abuse.
She went in on him.
She was sharp. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Well, the cloning.
Could be it, man.
Or play your position. And she has no... she has no cause. Yeah. Tell me you're here to save kittens or
they did.
Small animals or something. You know, have a cause.
I think it was the New York Times or the Washington Post. They did a polling, you know, people, Democratic voters, and how they feel about this upcoming election. Nobody said they were excited about voting for Joe Biden, but they're still going to vote for him.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Don't try to get it.
I just don't get it.
Try
and guys,
to get it.
Right, so for this election season, because the first time I actually felt like really, really like gaslit politically was this past election, them telling me to vote for Joe Biden. I'm just like, wait, this guy has a track record, 4 decades worth of receipts of him not being for us at all.
You might as well have voted for a Klansman.
You get what I'm saying? And people still straight face, why won't you vote for Biden? Well, you not voting is a vote for Biden. You voting for, like, I'm just like, yo, or you not voting as a vote for Trump. And you, like, I did not understand. Even if I said, I'm not voting for either one of them. Well, you technically still voting for Trump.
You see how they twist your decision. Your non-compliant decision is a vote for the other person.
Bro, it really, really, really blows my mind.
Somebody said she was smoking that Urban X.
Facts. Somebody said, that's not cognitive dissonance. That's just stupid. They're just stupid.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and argue with that.
And what they're doing, what you're going to see is too, because the Biden administration, they said it. They said that they're going to rely heavily on a lot of the social media influencers to try to get people to vote for Biden. Now, I've been seeing a lot of black people, young black people, going, this is why I'm voting for Joe Biden. And everything they're saying, everything, like, I'm against fascism. Do you see what the Democrats are doing? They're celebrating deplatforming people. They're celebrating silencing people and censoring people. That sounds like fascism to Malcolm.
That's the textbook definition.
You get what I'm saying? Like, or and they're going out their way to what are they? They're going out their way to kind of fix. I'm not saying fix the election, but fix how voting
allegedly.
Yeah, because Fox got sued. Fix how voting is handled.
Yeah.
Right? Mail-in ballots. That was crazy.
And that was the most bizarre thing
I think I've
ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't know who won until we get mail. Snail mail?
Yeah.
We don't know who won until we get people's snail mail.
Yeah.
We counting. They ain't looking good. No, listen. And we have done enough work, not just us collectively, to pull the veil on as much as we possibly can. If you continue just out of clear ignorance to do what you're doing, you get what you deserve.
That's a fact.
And I tell people that all the time. You get what you deserve. So if you continue to put your heart, energy, and mind into a system that has no history of doing anything, listen, you can put up a picture of Black America, the entire Democratic run throughout our country and Republican run. Nothing changes in our, if nothing changes, nothing changes. It is upon us to make every change in our lives that we want. It's really that simple. It's not a complicated thing. But if you're going to say these people are going to do something for me.
And because somebody just said, use your vote to put the right senators in the Congress. Here's the thing about that as well. That every single one of these people are on the take.
Yeah, I was going to say money rules.
Every single one of these people.
Corporations rule everything around me.
They're people, because even AOC and Squad and all of those people, they talk a really good game when there's nothing on the line. Then when they have to actually put their word to the test and actually go against the establishment, they don't.
No?
They vote with Pelosi, who's insider trading allegedly and stuff. They do all of that stuff. Even Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, he was supposed to be the one to kind of...
The equalizer, so to speak.
The one to kind of, you know, make some sense out of all of this and be the one he... They got pictures of him voting while running with King and stuff like that. And then when push comes to shove, he tells you to vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Even JFK, the Robert, the one who's running against him, is in favor of vaccinations.
Really?
Yeah. That's a fact. Look it up. He's in favor of some vaccinations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
As he's going to say.
Yo, see.
So when push comes to shove.
And but this is all I want, because I understand it's all BS. I want you guys to understand it's all BS. I just want, because Tucker Carlson, he did a response video today as a result of him being
fired. Okay, I didn't watch the whole thing.
But. Yeah, it was a few minutes. And he basically, it sounds like he is either going to try to start his own platform,
mm-hmm.
where he's able to spit a little bit more truth, as he calls it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, but people think that he is trying to run by himself.
Oh, okay.
So, but he's been talking against both parties lately. So I said,
so is he gonna run as an independent?
I would love somebody to run it as an independent who has a chance to actually get on stage. Not to say that they win, but just to kind of put the BS more on front street for people.
Okay, but point out the hypocrisy. And this I do agree with. The independent candidates takes votes normally from the Democratic Party. And so you know, it weakens one of the two.
You think so? Yeah, because he came from the Republican Party, though.
Okay, understood. Mm-hmm. But just whenever I see an independent candidate that you know has no damn chance of winning, but they're independent,
mm-hmm.
and they're strong and they ciphering votes, they usually ciphering votes from people who are tired of the Democratic Party,
okay.
but who not necessarily want to make a quantum leap into the Republican.
Gotcha.
You see, it's a weird thing. Gotcha. So it allows them to play the middle ground.
Mm.
I don't really rock with neither one of y'all. Yeah. And so, but it's usually, though, rarely people who are Republicans are going, you know what? I think I'm going to go down.
Because I thought, like...
You know what I'm saying? So that's the way I kind of see that.
Because I'm looking, like, if Trump said, yeah, I'm running third party, you think he, like, what would that do? That would still vote from the Republican Party.
But Trump may be the exception to that rule because of how much influence he already has.
Yeah.
So if he ran as an independent, that may be the anomaly of all of that, where you go, that was an excellent chess move,
yeah,
because he just took votes from everybody, from everywhere.
Yeah.
And he probably has enough to win whether he was a goddamn Democrat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Republican.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, election season, it exhausts me, bro. It does. Because, like you said, like, there's crooks on both sides. Like, even how they did Bernie Sanders, right? I was talking about even how they did him. They all, like, he was running, he had a good chance, and everybody dropped out and said, vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah, because they made a collective decision.
But they all do that on both sides.
This is why I'm telling you, don't waste your energy or time.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole thing is fixed.
It is.
And you think I'm going to let you vote me out of...
And, even the Electoral College, right?
Like, are you serious?
Just on paper, if I was to explain this to Noble, would that make sense? It wouldn't.
Right.
There's adults who don't understand the Electoral College.
Yeah.
The same way we know. So he won majority of the votes, but he lost?
But he lost.
Because this state had more electoral votes and...
Votes, and when we added it up,
and
yes.
delegates, and... It's like, wait, that doesn't make sense. So why does this matter? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
No, but it does, because even... Come on.
Yeah.
It's a really good way to cheat.
And so, because I'm not letting you vote me out of... If I'm the PTA president of so-and-so elementary school, motherfucker, you niggas ain't voting me out.
Yeah.
Shit, y'all better get y'all shit together and you get them. Come on, how many times have you seen that corky white lady that everybody wants to get rid of at the PTA, but she sits on top and ain't nothing you can do about it because the way the rules are set up, you know what I mean?
And with Joe Biden, he just dropped his another, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Somebody asked him, why should America give you 4 years? And he said, you're looking at it. Pointed to the Tennessee three that they called.
Oh, he did
said,
that.
You're looking at
they
it.
He was sitting there like
he
this.
He said, the fact that the Tennessee three are sitting in the White House. Call me old fashioned. I don't want to call you old fashioned. But I'll stick with the guy who cares about equal participation in democracy.
Drop a bomb to that.
Symbolism.
That's a bomb.
Symbolism.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
And
but it's
nothingness.
A and them little goofy niggas up there like that. Look, Mom, I'm with the president. Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, anywho.
Anywho.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So the Red Table Talk got canceled.
Yeah, cancel that bullshit. Yes. You know, because yes. Me and Mel, she's so goddamn corny, it's ridiculous.
Yes, yes. That got canceled because Facebook, they have canceled, I think, all of their original programming, and Red Table Talk was one of those.
I never watched that shit anyway.
But yo, so I don't know if it.
Cause I like the concept of the three generation of women. I do yes. like that. So on paper, that is a great, great concept. I just don't wish, what's that shit she had? Fularia?
What?
What's the hair disease she had?
Oh, alopecia.
Alopecia.
He's making up words.
Yeah, I just make shit up. You know, I don't think she should have been in charge of that, but I do like the concept of, but a red table, like what are they all on their periods?
I mean, come on.
No, dude, look at red
get it.
Picture.
I get it.
You know, what does this mean? Activation, war, blood, period. What the fuck? Y'all are all angry? I don't know, but I'm just simply saying, three generations of this shit, I like the concept because you're getting three different perspectives of womanhood.
You think somebody, they're trying to shop it to other networks. You think somebody pick it up?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. I think the whole daytime talk show. Is anybody at home watching TV anymore? Do you know All My Children is still on?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, with Luke and Laura. And I don't think Luke and Laura are still there. Are they still there? Luke and Laura are all down with shit.
And, well, you know, network television, well, a lot of television is just changing. It's morphing back into what it was because all of the streaming networks are kind of getting batched up again into kind of cable packages.
Yeah.
So it's not cable anymore, it's just streaming.
No, that's a fact.
They just kind of remixed it on everybody under our noses. But we talked about Tucker Carlson bouncing, Don Lemon, CNN is going through a lot of stuff, a lot of restructuring, Fox, Facebook, it seems like, as well.
No, Luke and Laura was on My Children, wasn't it? Or was that General Hospital? No, that was, it was on My Children. I used to watch it when I didn't have a job in the 80s. Sit home and watch that shit.
Who else? Vice News, they shut down. BuzzFeed News, they shut down.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what it is, what it will be. Maybe this is what it will be, like YouTube, because a lot of people.
Yeah, you're going to have no choice but to.
Yo,
what we do, we get premium programming here.
Yo, their Tucker Carlson, his response video got 42 million views in, I think, less than 24 hours. That same slot on Fox that he used to get on had 1,700 people there watching live.
There you go. That's not General Hospital, was it? General Hospital, Luke and Laura? All right, I used to watch them all. Okay, it was General Hospital, okay. All My Children had the black couple, the famous black couple. Jesse and Angie. And they had Susan Lucci. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
Erica Kane. There we go. Now we're talking. Jeez. Shit.
Somebody said CNN is about to be the new Fox with their talking points. I don't watch it, man. I just don't.
Yeah.
BET, somebody said BET is getting cheaper and cheaper, I guess.
What, the cost of it, or?
I guess so.
Just the actual, you know.
Remember all these people trying to buy BET?
Oh, yeah. What's the latest on
it? I have no idea. I've heard anything from it, to be completely honest.
Gotcha.
Guys, did you guys hear the new Tupac? What was it? It was Tupac. It was a Biggie song when he did Nas, New York State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was Biggie did Mobb Deep, Shook Ones.
Tupac did Juicy,
Big Papa. Guys, have y'all heard it?
Scary stuff.
I gotta play it.
Scary stuff, man. Scary stuff where this thing is going, guys.
Gotta play it, man. Now, it doesn't sound exactly like them, but it's close.
But if you...
I'm not sure how to go. This is... Okay, so that's New York State of Mind.
With Biggie on it.
With Biggie. Now listen.
This is Queensbridge murder, but tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family, we got enough shots to share for all those.
Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
And hold on, here is the Tupac one. Where's the Tupac one? Because that was scary. Oh, here it goes.
Ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy? To the back of the clump, sipping my way, this way you find me. The back of the clump, Mac your homes, my crew behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting, but I just can't quit because
you get it,
dude.
That's not crazy. That was Tupac on a Biggie song. Rapping a Biggie song, and that was Biggie rapping a Nas song and a Mobb Deep song.
Okay, so Tupac is in the Tupac voice on Biggie
song. Yes, yes,
yeah, yeah. So that's where that thing is going, and it's only going to get more and more crazier. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind.
Because there are some people, because I heard a Drake verse that was fire. It was all AI, but it was fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, completely, like, I can hear, like, the punchlines. It was just, it sounded exactly like him. But, so he's not really happy about it. But I saw somebody, I think Elon Musk's baby mother, who's a musical artist, she said she's willing to give up 50% of her royalties if somebody uses her voice for an AI-generated song.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So if Drake decided that he would share,
yeah,
he'd get half your shit for songs that came out that wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Wow. So if Michael Jackson's estate decided you can sing these Michael Jackson songs in his voice, but just cut me in on half.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm about to become Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm about to become Snoop. I'm about to become Rakim.
Yeah.
You could just be sitting at home making dope songs and getting paid for using somebody else's.
So that's what a lot of people think the selling of catalogs
is probably connected.
Could have been about.
It could be somehow, some way, because it didn't make sense. That many people doing, anytime everybody's doing the same thing, we know something is up.
Because we just talked about TV. The TV landscape, I think that's going to change. I think they're scrambling because if you leave and you take this huge audience with you, because now you can be bigger than the brand now.
Yeah, you can be bigger than the brand.
You can be bigger than the brand now, especially because you can be your own publisher.
Yeah.
Right? You can be bigger than the brand now. So that is going through something with just television and TV shows, movies. With music now, these record companies, not like they have to fight to keep, because you can't stop me from doing a Tupac song. And I saw somebody play at a DJ.
I saw a DJ do an Eminem thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Live at the show.
Yeah,
in his voice, but his words, but Eminem's voice. Now, they're going to now... Problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a sandwich with these individuals. So this thing has created a problem. A bunch of artists are going to band together and be on stage and say, this is not right. And they're going to go, I could have had a V8. You are at...
I get it.
All right. So you are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do. Because we, the record company... Mm-hmm. Have your best interest at hand.
Right.
Let us handle this. We will come up with love. We're going to get our percentage off of it, but we're going to make sure your art is protected, and that's going to be the solution. The new AI
defense
mechanism or bill that's going to be passed that they already got sitting in the can. Mm-hmm. Waiting for enough people to get pissed off. A lot of big artists really got to get pissed and go, no, I'm not having that. And then they're going to go, you know what, you're right. And here's the laws.
Because it take one remix or one fake song to go viral. And
it's a rap.
And you'll be like,
And then don't let Funkmaster Flex. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Funkmaster Flex, son. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Drop a bomb. You know what I'm saying? That nigga drop 9 bombs in a row. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bring it back. You know. Like, nigga, would you just play the song?
I don't know if you guys ever remember when Flex debuted that song with, it was R. Kelly and Jeezy. What was that song? Go Get Her?
I forget the name.
Yo, he must have played that song at least 40 times before he let it go straight through.
Yeah, yeah.
I could not believe it.
He made it about him. That's what Flex does.
Yo.
It's your song.
Yeah.
We waiting to hear the new, you know, song. But I'm Flex, so I got to bring it back. And I got to drop a bomb, and then drop a bomb, and then drop a bomb. And you know, it works for him. He turned that shit into a multi-million dollar career.
Yeah.
Dropping bombs on records.
Yeah.
And I told you, I met Flex when my independent album came out in 1994. We decided we no longer wanted to deal with the record labels. We put our own money up. We went into the studio. We started Bib Records, Black Independent Brothers, and we had the Bib. It was a nice little logo and stuff. Shut up, Malcolm. It was nice.
Good.
And we had it going, and we had the song ready and everything, and we saw Flex. He was like, yo, son. Yeah, you know, that was that new heat right there. He was like, facts. All right. And I'm like, all right, take that with you. As a DJ, get to the studio now, Flex, and drop some bombs. And he was like, cool. But he had his other hand out. He was like, this hand is empty. I mean, and I was like, you want another record? Give him two, give him three, because he might have a friend. Yeah. You know, so now both of your hands. And he's like, you niggas is a bunch of goofies, huh? And I sat by the radio, hands on the dial soon, pump up the volume, you know what I mean? And I'm like, no, just chill, because he liked to put a lot of like corny songs first.
Yeah.
And my song.
That was a frisbee.
Never came on. Yeah. And I saw him later on in either the tunnel or somewhere. I said, you got that record? He said, yeah, I got it. Yeah, you know, it was cool. I'm like, the record is cool, but I didn't hear no bombs drop, or you didn't, and I just didn't know at the time.
Yeah,
didn't know.
Can't grease that hand, man.
I was supposed to grease that hand, and he would have dropped some bombs. Yeah.
We could have been somewhere else. We didn't even have to be doing this podcast if you would have just knew.
Knew right then and put that money, your whole life would have been different. Then again, I might not. No, I was with your moms at times, obviously.
Yeah, I was born. Yeah.
You was born.
Yeah.
You might have not been born. But
Eli and Odyssey, I don't know about them.
No, they might have not been born.
I don't know about them.
I might be sitting up in a mansion somewhere. Or on these YouTube videos, my life all stressed out. Like, yo, don't do the industry, nigga. I'm still doing songs from 1987 and shit with a graffiti jacket on and shit. Reliving my past. These niggas keep rewinding my past. I gotta go out and do these songs when you was a kid. We all grown now with gray beards.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, let me relive my childhood again.
Telling.
And these niggas gotta rewind their life, son.
Telling more Tupac and Biggie stories.
Fact, yo, because when I met Tupac, I'm gonna tell you a story you never heard before. I met him, and you know what happened?
He actually slapped Biggie's mom.
Word, son. I was.
Yeah, they always make up some. I'm like, yeah, you just made that up. Shut up. Yeah, that ain't happening.
It's real sad. I love all my old school artists, but just think about it, son.
Yeah.
Every weekend, you got to put back on your old school uniform and perform for people.
No, a lot of the legacy rock bands do the same thing.
No, they all do it.
Yeah.
They all do it. Yeah. So you Van Halen, and they think you Van Halen from the 80s. Yeah. No, nigga, I'm old as shit now. But I'm going to allow you to relive your past. So the whole concept of it, so I'm not just coming in an old school rapper.
Yeah.
The whole concept of it is a gift and a curse. You should be able to make money as long as you want from your art. But if I got to keep doing goddamn children's story or some shit, once upon a time, not long ago, and I love those songs and I got to keep doing them.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I remember, nigga, I was in high school, nigga, I was fucking that little shorty. Or if I hear I Need Love, come on, if I hear I Need Love, that was my first boo I was trying to talk to and shit. I got to relive those moments every time you perform. God damn it. Yeah, so I digress. I don't know how we got off on those.
We have to take a quick commercial break.
Oh, we get it. Funkmaster Flex wanted a payoff.
Yeah.
That's how we got it. You know what I'm saying? He wanted a payoff.
You better chill before he drops some more bombs on you.
And we didn't have the money.
Yeah.
Because we spent all the money on the project. You know what I'm saying? We was out. We didn't even have, we couldn't even buy that nigga lunch at that.
You were supposed to.
I did not know at the time I was supposed to save that money.
Sell crack, no.
that's what we were supposed to do. Because then the story,
thank
Blue,
you.
B-Hall.
Thank you
so much. You're right. That was the actual formula.
What you were supposed to
do. Yeah. How much are you supposed to give them? Probably about 10 grand would have got it done.
Yeah.
10, 15 grand would have. Because then you buying a block of time, I would have said, listen, I need you to play this. Eight times, drop bombs on it. The people, mm-hmm. This must be hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go out and purchase it on his own. Yeah, that's the way it works.
Make that money back. Man.
Make that money back. Flip that. Everybody got on new sneakers.
Walkie talkies,
headphones, all that. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick commercial break and we shall return.
We shall return.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we're back.
And we are back. 50 years of hip hop.
50 years of hip hop. Lord.
Yeah, the link is in the description. Almighty KG of the Cold Crush Brothers will be interviewing a whole bunch of iconic hip-hop legends about the history from the beginning to where it is now.
Now, that was a little odd because we just had the Icon commercial and then you just...
That wasn't planned.
I know it wasn't planned, but I'm just
saying that's just the way the universe works. So
Making a note.
Yeah, just, you know, and so... Somebody said Tariq Nasheed, if he see that commercial, goddammit, he gonna be pissed off because Busta was in that commercial.
Oh God.
Among other things. So but 50 years of hip hop, Almighty KG's good friend of mine, mm-hmm. Cold Crush, he knows the history inside and out. So he's gonna be interviewing a bunch of legends. So if you're interested, go to Eventbrite.
The link is in the description.
The link is in the description. Get your ticket. And it's going to be an ongoing series up until probably...
That's dope.
The birth date, the so-called official birth date, August 11th.
That is dope.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I saw a report that 55 players from Colorado entered the transfer portal.
That's a lot of players.
That's a lot of players.
That ain't five or six or seven players.
Right. So now, there's a lot of speculation. Deion's losing control of the team and stuff like that. I think yes and no.
Okay.
Because he did say, I'm coming with my baggage, coming with my luggage.
That's not what he said. He said, I'm coming with my luggage.
Yes, it's Louis.
It's Louis.
Right? So he...
A lot of you going to have to go.
There's a lot of players who were put on the team last year. The team didn't have a really good record last year. A lot of them are entering the portal. Now, I did see a few players who just transferred to Colorado. I guess as a result of Deion getting there, they're transferring as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Deion is trying to, you know, because when you take over a new team, a new culture, you're trying to instill your culture there.
Absolutely.
Your imprint on there. So he's probably ruling with an iron fist. Who knows?
I was getting ready to say, I think it's more of his standards being at a certain level
mm-hmm.
that he got to sit you down, young man.
Yeah.
Hey, young man, you're good, but you're not prime time. And so I'm going to suggest you and your family.
Yeah.
Find you another school to go to because you're not going to play.
Yeah.
I put you out there in a couple of scenarios, see what you could do, and you couldn't do nothing. That's not prime time.
Yeah.
You come here, you got... Because God told me, see, throw that God and make you feel all bad.
Yeah.
God told me that you need to go to another school.
Yeah.
And so what happens is he's changing the culture, and he probably got to really clean the whole slate. So the team that was there, everybody who was here last year, step to that side.
Somebody said he cut somebody from Jackson State that transferred with him. That's crazy.
Well, you didn't live up. You just thought you was going to come because I was there with you. I never liked you over at Jackson, but you was all ahead.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so he's trying. But the downside of that is when you try to do too much too fast.
No, here's the thing. He gets
and he's under a lot of pressure to win now.
I don't think he should be, because even Nick Saban, when he got to Alabama, he was 7-5.
Of course.
Right? So I don't think anything is going to change unless he sells that, because what I'm noticing now, it's about selling.
Somebody said my Dion is borderline macho man.
That's funny.
That's funny. Y'all know I always screw these damn impersonations up. I be doing them in real time, trying to figure out the moment where I could get in right where, and then sometime I go too far.
Yeah.
No need to talk about me becoming a woman. There's no one's want to beat some women. Yeah, I can see how that could be.
Somebody said that's not prime time. That's not prime time.
Bear with me, guys. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing after that. I'm just trying to add some context to the story.
That's funny.
All right.
What was, what was I saying? I don't think he should be under pressure to win now.
Maybe he's putting the pressure on himself.
That too.
Because of the way he left.
And this is what I was saying. It's about selling. So he's probably trying to sell the fact that he's here. You know, we're going to change the culture here. We're going to do this. But he might, you know, oversell.
I don't want him to have to do that and feel like he has to win right now. Each coach should be given 2 years, three tops.
How much eligibility does his son have? Because I know his oldest son, I think Shador, I think this is last year, so he kind of have to do something.
Okay, I think you have something right here on the tip. Oh, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he has to do something.
Oh, before he
leaves. But the quarterback, I'm not sure how old he is, how many years he has left.
Got you. Yeah, that's true. So we'll see how it pans out. He's on the clock now.
Mm-hmm, because there was a player who tweeted out, like, yo, play, like, teams were trying to recruit me because I'm transferring. I can't give any game tape because my head coach won't allow it. Now, people were making a big deal of that, but if I'm a coach, why am I going to give you game practice footage in my practices?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to do that.
For other teams,
not gonna
to
do
pass
that.
Around, so I'm not doing that. So.
And somebody said he didn't immediately win when he got to, okay. So I think he should have time. You know what I mean? But maybe, you know, what he put on himself, Quan, is he wants to win now to prove, to justify him leaving. And he don't have to do that. You got the job now. You know, you said that's what you wanted. The air is good.
Oh, apparently there was a shootout on the campus already.
See? Everywhere I go, niggas is just here. That's it. We try to get away from the guns.
I don't even know what that one was.
One just went. Maybe I should just do Elijah Muhammad as him, huh? Well, the Denver, Colorado team was doing good before Dion arrived here, but now that Dion prime time.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. You gotta be. I'm sorry, man. I am. They gotta do this. You have to go through this.
Now that's funny.
I'm sorry.
That's funny. All right, let's get it together. All right.
Christ.
The Nation of Islam is going to fuck me up.
Yeah. Yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah, RZA is, you know, that nigga's like 6'9", son.
Yeah.
That nigga's 6'9", Elijah Sanders.
He gonna come see.
But he gonna come, but I keep telling him he can't hit me.
Oh, right.
So
right.
I'm gonna be looking up at him like, is he like 6'8"? Mm. You right, brother. Peace. not Hotep, because you Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
What peace, what is it? Assalamu alaikum, my brother. Don't hit me.
Peace that would be on to you.
Be nice. Just joking. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Urban Excellence story of the week. Now, like I said before, we're getting back to the Urban Excellence story.
Yes.
Here we like to highlight people from our community doing amazing things. If you have an Urban Excellence story that you would like to share with us, it could be your story, somebody you know, your kid's story, and all that stuff. Because once Noble is potty trained, because we are working.
He going pro.
He is going to be an Urban Excellence story.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Just because.
That's right.
But this week, it goes out to Dennis Barnes out of New Orleans. He's a high school student who reportedly set a world record for scholarship
money earned from college?
How much did he earn?
$9 million.
$9 million.
And
that's how much Scott, that's what a valuable commodity he is.
Yes.
I love it.
So and they think he is looking at $10 million by the end of the month, actually.
Wow.
He applied to 200 schools. He got accepted from 125. He's expecting more money to come in.
Sheesh. And he's a 4.0 student?
Yes. 4.98. That is
God damn, that's like unheard of.
Yes, 4.98 GPA. He is in the Guinness Book of World Records for scholarship money.
That is so dope. So his value coming into college.
That means they want you here.
That means because you add value to our school. That is amazing. And he's from New Orleans?
Yes, from New Orleans. He's in the National Honor Society. He's fluent in Spanish, and he earned an excellence award in Spanish because he is so well.
Wow. Is he cum laude?
That's college.
That's when you come out of college. Okay. Cool.
Congratulations. College, yes. So, yes, he's earned college credits from his last 2 years in high school as well. So, he's coming in early.
He's coming in early, ready to go. So we want to shout him out. Give me his name again.
Dennis Barnes.
Dennis Barnes, we are proud of you. We see you over here, what you're doing, and the precedence you're setting for the people who come behind. Damn, your son is going to be under a lot of pressure.
Yes, that's, yes.
Dad, I know you broke records. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or this and that. And so we wish you well.
Mm-hmm.
You are definitely the definition of what we call urban excellence.
Yes, sir.
And your future looks bright, so.
Continue to be excellent.
Continue to be excellent. Yeah. Yes, we appreciate that. Did you know some people did not know what cum laude meant?
No, I didn't know that.
And so at a college, a college graduation, and they kept saying cum laude, cum laude, so and so cum laude, and people was like, damn, that's a huge family.
That's hilarious.
Damn, that cum laude family is a lot of them showed up.
They're killing it.
They out here killing.
How they all get in the same school?
Damn, all cum laudes. When they got a tribe and shit.
Yeah,
I can see how that can happen.
Let's take some questions, guys.
Yeah, let's do that.
Did you guys hear about the 18-year-old? Who died in transformative surgery? He was going to surgery to get sexual transition. I don't even know how to say it right now.
Sex change
surgery. Died.
Nah, I didn't hear about it.
Yes, 18 years old. Now, story's gross. The details are gross, but apparently. If you understand the way that they kind of do like the vaginoplasty, it's just like
they
take your penis and they try to invert it to make it look like a working vagina.
Yeah.
But the kid was on hormone blockers from a young age, doesn't have enough penis to do the surgery.
Oh.
So the doctors tried to use his colon.
Ouch.
Piece of his colon, and then he wound up dying from infection.
Damn, man. I'm not even going to make a joke about that shit. I got 1,000 of them lined up. I'm not going to do it because of, the severity of the situation.
Yes.
My Lord, man. And you know, those are the risks that you take. You know,
yes.
Wow.
And here's the thing. We talked about this on the show a couple of times. A lot of the time, the surgeries that they're telling people, like, you know, if they don't get them, they're going to commit suicide. So this is a life-saving surgery. That's how they promote it. They guilt trip you and gaslight you. Into thinking, like, if you don't do this, your kid is going to commit suicide, so you better do it for him.
Right.
But it's not like surgery, okay, done. No, like, they have to do so much. Because, one, the surgery, that closes up. This is mother on this show who says she wakes her daughter up, or her son who transitioned to her, up in the middle of the night to make sure she does...
Kegel exercises. Like
it's something that she puts in between her legs to keep it open. It's crazy.
And see, that's the stuff they don't
tell you. They don't tell you, yes.
They glorify the aspect of it. But and believe it or not, any surgery that you do that's cosmetic to your body, there are repercussions behind. You know what I mean? Where your body doesn't function the same, or You're just not in alignment the way you used to be. And so with that being said, when you make a transition like that, it's very tough. It's very tough. And then when, okay, so the purpose of you inverting your penis, I guess, is that to have sex?
I have no idea.
Because if it's not to have sex, then you don't necessarily need to do it. But if you want to, I guess, feel like a total woman.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. That's just some Frankenstein.
And there's also, other side of it, you were talking about plastic surgery. There's a woman, OnlyFans model, who she got surgery to look like Kim Kardashian. I saw the pictures. She kind of did. She died in surgery.
Oh, during the actual surgery, yes. Under anesthesia or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. If you die on a surgery you had to have, that's par for the course. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Something went wrong. If you die for something cosmetic, something you didn't need to do,
yes,
that always lingers a little bit more. You look at like Kanye West's moms, who was already a beautiful black woman, but because she was probably around so many people in Hollywood now because of the success of her son, wanted to get in Little Kim, the poster child for a beautiful black sister, as is, nothing needed to be retouched, touched. And you watched her go through a series of, and see, you don't see Kim every day, but what are the psychological aspects of her deforming her face, then having to fix it, deform, fix. And, you know, so these things are, you know, important when we speak. And I guarantee you, if doctors really spent enough time, see, they're thinking about the paycheck.
Yeah.
If they really spent enough time just addressing and saying, listen, this is not all what you think it is. There are side effects and psychological side effects that you may never recover from. Forget the optics of what you look like. How you feel is always more important than how you look.
Yeah.
And you being an ugly guy, you should know that.
Facts,
you know, because you go on like feelings and stuff.
Right.
You know, so I get it.
Right,
I get it.
Right. Yeah. So let's take some questions. Somebody said Malcolm always asks to take questions and then make another question. Because I'm getting y'all, giving y'all time.
I have something in part of that.
Yes.
Because Washington is trying to pass a bill, or they did pass a bill, that say you can legally lose your children now if you refuse them the opportunity to get a
transition
gender.
Got it.
Gender transition. So you can lose the rights of your children by refusing them that opportunity. But I can refuse the right for them to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I can refuse the right for them to drink. I can refuse the right for them to gamble.
So
I can refuse the right for them to doing drugs. But I cannot refuse the right to tell them this is above your pay grade and let's wait until you are an adult where you can make have my children taken from me.
That's why what Joe Biden said, that these are not your kids, these are all our kids, basically. That's what that was about.
That's code.
That's code for we own your kids. We can tell you to do whatever we want with your kids. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's not okay. Gender affirming care, that's what it's called. Thank you, Word is Bond.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that's what's going on with that. Speaking of Biden,
what happened when?
The Republican House turned or vetoed his 87,000 IRS agents that he sent out into the field.
Dope. Joke.
So all you with them PPP loans, you good. I know y'all kept looking out the window. 87,000 agents, man. I mean, and they was training
them. They was getting
them,
arms training them.
Get on the floor. You owe $2,000 to the government. Sir, please don't shoot. I mean, I'm working out a payment plan. Yeah. You know, so they were fucking training these niggas like you was a killer.
Yeah.
And so now you ain't got to keep looking out the window knowing your Tony Tone and so-and-so production business, which ain't real. You know what I'm saying? Tony Tone Incorporated. You know, niggas from the hood incorporated. You know what I'm saying? We got our LLC. And, you know, we got
200,000. Yeah, that sounds, yo, some of them names.
Was bizarre.
And it was just, y'all couldn't be a little bit more creative?
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It was wild.
Moneybag Incorporated, you know what I'm saying? Getting That Money Incorporated LLC, you know what I'm saying? Because we want to do business the right way with the government. We don't want no problems, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what LLC stand for, but it's LL and a C. And so we got that money, and now we're in business. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, to the person who asked me with Earn Your Leisure. So apparently, they interviewed this guy. He goes by Big Business, and he is getting exposed for a lot of real estate scams. He owes like hundreds of thousands of dollars to people.
And a couple of people have been on their show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who have gone through that. But now, to their defense, because this is not an attack on Earn Your Leisure, no. I respect fully what they do, but when you bring that many people on your show, there's bound to be one or two that fall through the crack.
That's why that's tough. Like,
but that's why it's tough.
It's tough.
Yes.
It's tough. It's so tough, especially with like financial stuff, because if you're taking on investors and
yes.
And so it was interesting conversation because Eli from What Happened to Common Sense and JT the Pocket Watch, they were talking about it. And remember with Grant Cardone, when he said like he uses kind of hip hop terms to talk at black people, the guy, Big Business, he was on their show. He talked about like, basically he talked about flipping houses, basically like selling drugs, because he said he's used to come from the streets. He said that's no different from what he's doing, what Grant Cardone's doing. He said that is a dog whistle to the people he's trying to get to invest with him. I'm trying to get street people because I'm talking like a street dude.
This is what Big Ticket is saying.
No, that's what Eli from What Happened to Common Sense was saying.
Oh, okay.
He said, y'all are talking, you talking about street stuff and things like that. You're trying to get street people to invest with you and to basically scam them out their money. He says, it's no different with Grant Cardone.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But you get a pass because you're black.
He's black.
So because you get to speak the language, because who is this message for when you start saying flip birds and it's like having a brick, son, and you break the brick down. You looking for dudes who got that kind of money readily available, who won't miss that money, who can funnel you $200,000-$400,000, who ain't gonna miss that money. Regular working people don't know what the hell you talking about. Flip a bird. Mm. You know what I mean? I work hard for my money and I want to see. So it is a dog whistle to certain individuals.
It's an interesting conversation.
Greg Cardone, he crossed the cultural barrier when he uses that vernacular because he has no place in that field. Exactly. So that's what makes that a violation. You know what I'm saying? Sort of like the word nigger. Like, you white, you can't use that word.
Yeah.
Even though you're using it in the context.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you hear what China Mac was talking about?
China Mac, no.
Because he was basically trying to defend, I guess, the way he talks, because people are saying he's cosplaying as a black dude, the way he talks and stuff like that. And he was saying, you know, hip hop started in New York. This is what I grew around. You can't tell me I'm a guest, because that's like telling Michael Jordan he's a guest in basketball because some white dude invented basketball. And yeah.
It's a poor attempt to justify. What if I start, like my man Dave Chappelle said, this is how I feel inside.
Yeah.
What if I start walking around, if I go to the Chinese restaurant like this?
Somebody said, Malcolm,
let me get a wonton soup. You know, they'd be like, yo, what you doing, son?
Yeah.
No, I grew up around the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
I feel like a Chinese.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
It'd be fucking crazy.
Did you speak on Diddy allegedly attempting to unalive Jamie? Whoa.
I spoke about that on that podcast that we did. It's for the members only.
You did. Yes, you did.
Touch base on that.
You did. Yeah. Yes. So.
Get your membership.
It's in there.
Yeah, it's in the membership.
It is in there.
Yeah, allegedly. You know, just understanding some things.
I saw this white doctor. I don't know where he's from, but he's on Twitter. And he started showing a bunch of pictures of celebrities in the leg boots.
I told you. Whoa. What are they covering in that leg boot, son?
Whoa, yeah.
You mean all of y'all broke your leg at the same time?
Whoa.
You know, really? So they got these weird Hollywood rituals that could be covering up the ankle bracelet.
Yeah, it's
among other things. You know what I mean? So they do have these weird.
Somebody said, "Win the membership in the exclusive section." It's where all the videos lie, all the old after shows, his old lectures. Everything is in there. Everything.
Okay, Atlanta and Boston are in a tight one.
So this is what you do: you log in,
go to urbanx.nyc, right? I show, like, the people who, if you're in the membership, I actually did a whole video and it, as soon as you log in. But I'll explain it to you. Log in, you go to the community. Even if you don't go to the community tab, or you do go to the community tab, it's a button at the top that says exclusives. You log in, see all the videos.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Let's take some more questions.
Let's get some more questions.
Let's take some more questions. Somebody said the name China Mac sounds lame, like he's trying too hard. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the Knicks.
Yeah. Knicks.
The Knicks, they won their playoff series.
Yeah, they took care of. Sorry about that.
Cavalette.
Sorry about that. Knicks, yeah. Knicks put that beat on them boys. And now Miami's in, so.
Yes.
That's going to make for a... if somebody score 100 points in that series, I'll be very surprised.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be one of them rock'em, sock'em, 90s throwback, you know what I mean, type of series where 87, 82, 94, 90 going to be the score. And I got the Knicks in six.
Okay.
I got the Knicks in six.
All right.
I think Butler is going to do everything he can.
Yeah, I think he's going to wear himself out.
Yeah, but New York gang is going to be on his ass.
Somebody said, did you hear Fauci acting like he didn't recommend the mask or jabs? I saw Trudeau say that. I didn't hear about Fauci, but we said this would happen. We said, like, once it all, like, kind of dies down, they're going to act like, whoa, we didn't force you to take nothing.
Because
technically they didn't. We just recommended and we took away
We highly recommended using all of the influences that the world has to offer.
Yes.
To make you see it our way, but we didn't march you down in with guns to make you stand on the long
lines.
Yes,
and we took away your ability to work and possibly eat and feed your
family. Because we own those controls. We control those aspects.
If you didn't do it.
So if you don't want to eat and you don't want to work, you don't have to take it.
Right.
And so when you, as a regular human being, weighed your options, you went and got vaccinated. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
But technically, from a universal standpoint, when they in front of the Guardians of the Galaxy, they can't say we forced you to do anything because the rules are really screwed like that. It's sort of like how they have to tell you the truth, but it doesn't say how.
Right.
And that's why your movie industry is so important and things of that nature. Who Eli got winning this series? I think Eli said New York. I think him and Freddie will be on. Yes. Next week, I think he said.
And somebody asked about the new Transformers trailer. Me and Eli will talk about it this week. He's feeling better.
We got. Saw the DC trailer too with like Flash. Okay. I want to be in the conversation. Don't do me like that. don't do a brother like that. I saw the Flash.
It does look good.
Yeah, it looks good. Denzel got a new movie coming out.
Equalizer 3.
Equalizer 3.
He don't do sequels, but he did too.
But he did. This is going to be hit. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Interesting. Side note, I watched Wick 4.
John Wick.
John Wick 4 last night.
Yeah.
Don't do it. That had to be the weirdest, craziest, stupidest movie I think I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of stupid movies. He killed 500 people in this movie.
I'm not spoiling nothing.
Spoiler alert.
I'm not spoiling
it's
nothing.
It's going to be death everywhere. And he never got shot. Never.
See?
He's boom, boom, ba, 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 ba. And all one dude got to do is stand there and shoot him. I mean, I understand it's a movie, so you're trying to... Dude, it was... And then he had to climb up these stairs. Just don't do it.
I'm not saying nothing.
If you're a John Wick fan, go do it. If not, don't waste your... It's very little dialogue in the movie. And then it's just killings everywhere. Killing, killing, killing. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it.
Okay. I'll check it. Oh, I won't check it. I won't check it.
Don't do it. Unless you got 3 hours.
Yo, there's a good show on Peacock. It's called Grand Crew.
Pause.
It's called Grand Crew. Hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Really, really good show.
Yeah.
Somebody said, sound like lazy writing. Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. Any more questions, guys? Somebody said something about Lord Jamal going back on Vlad. I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't hear that.
But
Maybe they just have some unfinished business. I mean, is he going to come on the show and be like, yo, son, or is he trying to get back on the show?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think Lord Jamar's trying to do that. I don't want to think that, so.
Let me put that in Nerd Talk Topics. Any more questions before we get up out of here, man?
Yeah, he had that $20,000 bulletproof vest on. I get that. But a headshot is not out of the question. Yeah, because I was wondering why everybody in that movie was getting shot and wasn't dying. I was like, what the hell's going on? Like, didn't he kill that dude 30 seconds ago? And then running down on him again. I'm like, he just shot. So I understand they got them Teflon suits on, but come on. Nobody can get a headshot, a hand shot, shoot him in the foot. Like, come on, bro. Come on. And I like, listen, I like a good movie that stretches the imagination. That's why I'm waiting for Furious 10 to come out.
That's free. Somebody said it comes out on Malcolm X's birthday.
Wow.
Right.
May 11th, huh? May 19th.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
That's
And I heard they're doing an 11.
You also doing part two.
Eli said, it ain't part two, it's 11.
Well, no, it's still Fast X, but it's part two.
Yeah, you're going to see two lines on it. Watch. Dude, I'm done. But I'm so invested. It's like a relationship.
I stopped watching after 7.
I can't let the relationship go. I need to know.
I stopped watching after 7.
So, yeah, I'm in on that. And this is what I mean. I like fantastic stuff. They're going to do some. In one part of the movie, she said, well, how are we going to land it? Who said anything about landing it? So now they're going to be out somewhere. Dude, just get your popcorn ready and, let it go. Yeah.
And guys, with that being said,
I know Keanu Reeves can dodge bullets from the Matrix. He bought his superpowers. Oh, that's what it is. See? I didn't put two and two together. He bought his superpowers over.
Morpheus was in it too.
From the Matrix movie, Morpheus was in it.
Morpheus was in it too.
With him, and that's why he wasn't getting hit. I get it. Yeah. Whew. Okay. Anywho.
With that being said, guys, no after show tonight, only on Mondays.
Yes.
The extra podcast episode is in the membership. Check it out. The next episode will be up on Saturday.
That's the prize one. That'll be up on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you want us to, you have any other topics you kind of want us to discuss.
Oh, we got this
more
merch.
In depth. We have this merch, shopurbanx.com. The course is 95% off. First 10 people. That's it. The link is in the description
first
below.
First 10 people. You better get it. And so jump on that.
Yes.
Because you won't see that sale again. Trust me.
Yes. What else? Join the membership. Yes.
Join the membership.
$5 a month, $50 for the entire year. UrbanX.NYC. And yeah, we will see you guys on Monday.
We love you all.